Sunday, August 16th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion, which is written by Reverend Kelly Krieg, is taken from Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 1 through 10. The word that the Lord spoke concerning Babylon, concerning the land of the Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare among the nations and proclaim, set up a banner and proclaim, conceal it not and say, Babylon is taken, Bel is put to shame, Merodach is dismayed. Her images are put to shame, her idols are dismayed. For out of the north a nation has come up against her, which shall make her land a desolation, and none shall dwell in it. Both man and beast shall flee away. In those days and in that time, declares the Lord, the people of Israel and the people of Judah shall come together weeping as they come, and they shall seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion, with faces turned toward it, saying, Come, let us join ourselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant that will never be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray, turning them away on the mountains. From mountain to hill they have gone. They have forgotten their fold. All who found them have devoured them, and their enemies have said, We are not guilty. For they have sinned against the Lord, their habitation of righteousness, the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Flee from the midst of Babylon and go out to the land of the Chaldeans and be as male goats before the flock. For behold, I am stirring up and bringing against Babylon a gathering of great nations from the north country, and they shall array themselves against her. For there she shall be taken. Their arrows are like a skilled warrior who does not return empty-handed. Chaldea shall be plundered. All who plunder her shall be sated, declares the Lord. The shepherd who gathers his flock. Jeremiah announces the downfall of Babylon, the great enemy of God's people. Babylon had carried Judah into exile and seemed to possess unstoppable power. Yet the Lord declares that Babylon's dominion will end, while his scattered people will be restored. The Lord remains faithful to his covenant, even when his people experience judgment and suffering. The prophetic picture of Israel and Judah returning to the Lord, seeking him together and renewing the covenant. Their restoration is ultimately the Lord's work. This points us beyond Israel's return from exile to the greater redemption accomplished by Christ. We too are captive, not to Babylon, but to sin, death, and the devil. Christ entered our captivity willingly. Upon the cross, he bore the judgment we deserved and defeated our enemies through his death and resurrection. Therefore, do not despair when earthly powers seem invincible. Christ has conquered. He gathered his scattered sheep, forgives their sins, and leads them safely home. Amen.